Welcome to Mythic Adventures. I'm Ron Johnson. There was once, in the town of Gubbio, a fearfully large and fierce wolf, which was so rabid with hunger that it devoured not only animals, but even human beings. All the people in the town considered it such a great scourge and terror that they took weapons with them when they went into the country, as if they were going to war. But even with their weapons, they were not able to escape the sharp teeth and raging hunger of the wolf. Everyone in the town was so terrified that hardly anyone dared go outside the city gate. Around this time, Brother Francis visited the town and heard about the wolf, and decided to go out and meet it. The people tried to warn him, but Saint Francis placed his hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is master of all creatures. Protected not by a shield or a helmet, but arming himself with the sign of the cross, Saint Francis went out to meet the wolf. The people stayed back in the town and talked and worried and listened and watched. And then, what they saw amazed them so greatly that the news spread quickly throughout the whole town, so that all of them, men as well as women, great and small, assembled on the marketplace. For Saint Francis was coming back to the city unharmed, and the wolf was trotting along beside him like a well-trained dog. I've been telling you stories from The Little Flowers of Saint Francis. And this story is from Book 1, Chapter 21. In past weeks, I've told you humorous stories about the single-mindedness of St. Francis and his early followers, and how they did some rather strange things in their pursuit of God. But this week I want to tell you stories that show the practical outcome of all these strange things they did. For as this story shows, the spirituality of St. Francis had some very practical outcomes for the people around him. There's another well-known story about a leper, a man who was stricken with leprosy. This is Book 1, Chapter 25, and I'm quoting from page 96. Now it happened once in a place near the one where St. Francis was then living that the friars were taking care of leprosy patients and sick people in a hospital. And a certain man was there who was so seriously ill with leprosy and so impatient and irritable that everyone was sure he was possessed by an evil spirit. For he not only attacked any of the friars who nursed him with horribly foul language and shot insults at them like arrows, but what was worse, he would also whip and wound them in various ways. Yet the most fearful and worst of all was that he would curse and blaspheme the blessed Christ and his most holy mother and the other saints, so that no one could be found who could or would take care of him. And although the friars tried to endure the insults and injuries meekly in order to increase the merit of their patients, their consciences could not tolerate his blasphemous insults to Christ and his holy mother, lest they should seem to be participating in such a great sin. Therefore, they decided to abandon that man completely in order not to become blasphemers of God and supporters of an instrument of the devil. But they did not want to do this until they had duly told the whole story to St. Francis, who was then living in another place nearby. And hearing them, St. Francis went to that perverse man with leprosy, and entering, he greeted him. "God give you peace, my dear brother." The man answered reproachfully, "What peace can I have from God, who has taken from me all peace and everything that is good, and has made me all rotten and stinking. And Saint Francis said, "My dear son, be patient." And the sick man replied, "How can I bear patiently this constant pain that is afflicting me day and night? For not only am I burned and crucified by my sickness, but I am sorely wronged by the friars whom you gave me to take care of me, because there's not one who serves me the way he should." Then Saint Francis said, "Dear son, I want to take care of you, since you are not satisfied with the others." And the sick man replied, "All right, but what more can you do for me than the others?" And Saint Francis said, "I will do whatever you want." And the leprosy patient said, "I want you to wash me all over, because I smell so bad that I cannot stand it myself." Then Saint Francis immediately had water boiled with many sweet-scented herbs. Next he undressed the man with leprosy and began to wash him with his holy hands, while another friar poured the water over him. And by a divine miracle, wherever Saint Francis touched him with his holy hands, the leprosy disappeared, and the flesh remained completely healed. And as externally the water washed his body and the flesh began to heal and be wholly cleansed from leprosy, so too interiorly his soul began to be healed and cleansed. And when the man with leprosy saw himself being healed externally, he immediately began to have great compunction and remorse for his sins. And he began to cry very bitterly. Just as his body was washed with water and cleansed from leprosy, so his conscience was baptized by tears and contrition and cleansed from all evil and sin. I've been telling you about the austere practices of Saint Francis and his early followers. And I told you last time that the payoff for them was that they would become more like Jesus. But as the stories I'm telling you this week illustrate, that is also the payoff for the larger community. For according to the text, as these men become more like Christ, then the Spirit of the risen Christ works through them, doing the kinds of things that Jesus would do if he were there in the flesh. And so, this Franciscan spirituality has very practical ramifications. For example, not only rehabilitating a wild wolf, but also reconciling the townspeople to that wolf. Not only healing and, by the way, nursing the sick, but also healing their souls. In a very real sense, the mythic adventure that these early Franciscans were on was also an invitation to those around them to enter into an adventure of their own. For both the wolf and the townspeople, there is the adventure of a new relationship. And for the leper, there is the adventure not only of a new and clean body that doesn't stink, but also of a soul that is transformed. Here's a story from Book 1, Chapter 26. Once there were three notorious robbers. They were known mainly for robbing people, but they did kill sometimes too, when the situation seemed to require it. And one day they showed up at the gate of the friar's place. And their leader spoke to the guardian of the friar's place and said,
"Give us some of your food."
But the guardian was Brother Angelo, a young gentleman who had given up a life of ease to become one of the friars, even though Saint Francis at first wondered whether he had the physical strength to do so. There was nothing weak about Brother Angelo today, for he stood tall and said to those bandits, "You robbers and cruel murderers, not only are you not ashamed of stealing from others the fruit of their labor, but in your audacity, you even dare to eat up the offerings which have been given to the servants of God. You do not deserve that the earth should bear you up, for you respect no man, and you scorn God who created you. So go about your business, and don't you ever come back here." They were angry at this, and they went away highly indignant. That same day, St. Francis came back to the place, carrying a sack of bread and a little jug of wine which he had begged with his companions. And when the guardian told how he had driven the robbers away, St. Francis scolded him severely, saying, "You acted in a cruel way, because sinners are led back to God by holy meekness better than by cruel scolding. For our Master Jesus Christ, whose gospel we have promised to observe, says that the doctor is not needed by those who are well, but by the sick. So, since you acted against charity and against the example of Jesus Christ, I order you, under holy obedience, to take right now this sack of bread and jug of wine which I begged. Go and look carefully for those robbers over the mountains and valleys until you find them, and offer them all this bread and this wine for me. And then kneel down before them, and humbly accuse yourself of your sin of cruelty, and then ask them, in my name, not to do those evil things any more, but to fear God, and not to offend their neighbors." The obedient guardian found the robbers, and gave them the bread and wine, and did and said what St. Francis had commanded. And the robbers began to say to one another,
"Those men really are saints." To come here and do that, that's all they care about, is doing what God wants. What about us? What have we been doing? We've been throwing away our lives. He's right, you know. He's right.
And so they went in haste to St. Francis. Then St. Francis made them welcome with kindness and holy affection, and he consoled them. The three robbers renounced the world and the devil and his works, and they joined the order of St. Francis. The point here is not whether you believe that these stories are factually true or not. The point is the general principle that they illustrate. That one way or another, if we are committed to living our lives as a mythic adventure, that commitment should have practical benefits for those around us. It should make us a better person within the context of the society to which we belong. So we may not work miracles in the manner that St. Francis and his associates are said to have done. And for that matter, we may not kill monster guardians like Gilgamesh did, or we may not overcome goblins like the future Buddha did in the stories I told months ago in this program. But I believe in the general principle, and I urge you to consider it, that if we are committed to living our lives as a mythic adventure, there will be a practical benefit for the people around us, a benefit that's appropriate for the society in which we live. And so the question I ask you to consider is, is your life benefiting others in some way? Now, the story I just told you about the bandits has a sequel, and a unique one at that. What do you suppose happens when these Franciscan friars who practice austere self-abasement, what do you suppose happens when they meet up with a slap-happy angel? I'll tell you that story next time on Mythic Adventures. I'm Ron Johnson.